Good evening. It's good to gather together tonight around God's grace, love, and forgiveness in Jesus. And tonight we focus on Pray, Eat, Love for the glossary series. So if you didn't get a glossary, make sure you get one before the sermon. And we'll be looking again at what's that rhythm of praying, being built up in God, eating, building in relationships with one another, and then loving, finding ways to share in God's love. And so we'll look at that tonight, and God's blessings on your worship tonight. Our worship begins with the opening psalm, and I invite you just to remain seated and to meditate on that psalm as I read it. I picked this psalm because of the way in which, one, it's a prayer. So pray, love, that works. A psalm is a prayer. But also the way in which it talks about, in so many different ways, about what it means to declare who God is. And that's the love in Pray, Love, to declare who God is, to tell the story of his greatness. So let's meditate on that psalm, and then I'll have you stand for silent prayer and an opening prayer. Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend, shall tell your works to another, shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Please stand. Lord, you are indeed mighty, powerful, your greatness beyond compare. We give you thanks that in this time you come to us in your word to reveal your glory to us, the glory of who you are, your creation, your salvation, your redemption. We ask, Lord, that you would strengthen us in faith in you so that we can declare your wondrous works, declare it to one another, declare it to all those whom we meet, declare your glory and your greatness. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. God's strong name is our help. The same God who made heaven and earth. If you kept a record of our sins, O Lord, no one could survive. But you forgive us, and so we worship you. We have come together today to hear God's word, pray to him and praise him, and receive the gifts of his forgiveness. So let us first admit that we're not worthy of his love. Let us confess to God and confess to each other that we've sinned. We are sinners in what we think, what we do, what we don't do. And there's no way out of this by our own actions. All we can do as God's people is to seek his mercy and forgiveness that comes to us through Jesus Christ. O God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Almighty God, you have called your church to witness that in Christ you have reconciled us to yourself. Grant that by your Holy Spirit we may proclaim the good news of your salvation, so that all who hear it may receive that gift of salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We join in the song of response, Worthy is Your Name. You'll note that we'll sing stanzas 1 and 2 with the chorus, and then we will go back and sing stanza 1 and the chorus again. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. You may be seated.
The epistle or New Testament letter is found in Colossians chapter 4. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. Conduct yourselves wisely toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. This is the word of the Lord. The first gospel reading for tonight is found in Mark chapter 12. One of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that Jesus answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' And the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said he is one, and there is no other beside him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that, he answered wisely. He said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions." This is the word of the Lord.
From that spiritual conversation that Jesus had with the scribes, we turn to the second gospel reading and to see how he calls Zacchaeus to faith. Please stand for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke in the 19th chapter. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because Zacchaeus was of small stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So Zacchaeus hurried and came down and received Jesus joyfully. And when the crowd saw it, they all grumbled, Jesus has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
You may be seated. Our hymn of the day is "Jesus Sinners Doth Receive," and obviously he received Zacchaeus as a sinner and received him for salvation. He receives us for salvation, and this is the good news which we are able to share.
Thank you.
So in your glossary, I'd like you to go to page 6 as we talk about pray, eat, love. It's a review for many of us, although it's been around for a while, so maybe it's new to you as well, or you've heard us talk about it, but we didn't really get a good chance to explain what we mean by pray, eat, love. Pray, eat, love is a rhythm of life. It's a way of describing the rhythm of life that we have as Christians, and it was developed by our Go Together churches a number of years ago when we were trying to think, what does it mean to be Christians in our neighborhoods? What does it mean to pray for our neighbors and then to look for times to eat with our neighbors, to get to know our neighbors? And eating and backyard barbecues, that was a great way to get to know our neighbors. And then love, that opportunity to really speak and share what is God's love. So pray, love, and we started adopting it around here at Bethel as we look to see what does God call on us to do, not just in the congregation, but in our daily lives as well. So page 6 there, just to look at right in the center with the bullet points, just those short descriptions. To pray is to seek God's word, which creates, builds, and refreshes our faith. So pray, it's a shorthand for anything that builds us up in God's word. So part of it is praying, but it's also worship, it's Bible study, it's spending time in conversation within the congregation. It's all of these things that build us up as disciples. And then to eat is to develop authentic friendships with the people around us, to share life with them. I mean, we could use a different metaphor word, I suppose, but eating is one of those times when you really get a chance to just sit down and get to know people. Had lunch today with Dane and a few of the other high schoolers today. And over a meal, you just have different kinds of conversations than you normally would. So to eat, but that could also mean like working on each other's yards in the neighborhood after a storm, helping out one another, or you know, helping walk the neighbor's dog, or you know, just hanging out in the neighborhood, standing in the street after a long day, and just getting to know people. That's all eat. Then to love is to look for opportunities to have deeply personal spiritual conversation with our friends. That doesn't always happen. It won't always happen immediately, but you watch for those opportunities. Pray, eat, love. And what I love about this is how simple it is. It's simple to remember, hopefully, pray, eat, love. It's also just simple because it's not some big, complex way of thinking about how do I get around to sharing my faith in Jesus with the people I know. And there are like, you know, 20 steps. And now I got to memorize all these 20 steps that I need to take in order to do some evangelism, right? No, it's pray, eat, love. And part of being a witness starts right now. We're gathered to pray. We're gathered to hear God's word. We're gathered to be built up in the faith. So even now, this is part of being on mission, is to be built up in the faith. And then eat. Well, how many of you either have or will have some sort of backyard, front yard, neighborhood barbecue this summer in your neighborhood? Anybody? You're like, okay, some of you. How many of you are thinking, well, you know, we could start one? Anybody thinking about starting one? No? You are? Awesome. All right. All the way up there in Wisconsin, you're going to start one? Okay, all right. Brats. You need brats up there. So, but you have all these other opportunities, right? I mean, there's just times when you're out and about, you're seeing people out in the street, out in your neighborhood. That's all eat. And guess what? You're on mission. It's already mission. You're built up in the faith, and now you're looking for opportunities to get to know people. That's part of mission. I mean, long time ago, used to have this idea in my head that I wasn't really God's servant. I wasn't really on mission. I wasn't a witness, an evangelist, whatever you want to say. I wasn't really doing any of that until I started talking about Jesus. But that's crazy, isn't it? I mean, how often do you think it really works just to walk up out of the blue and go, Jesus is your Savior? Okay, maybe a little less cheesy. Hey, Jesus is your Savior. And you're probably thinking, who are you? Right? So if we think about mission as pray, eat, love, we already got two parts going before you ever get around to saying something as nerve-wracking as saying Jesus loves you, right? Because part of mission is building friendships. And then you get to the love. Well, take a look with me at the experience of Zacchaeus. I love how Zacchaeus, the story of Zacchaeus, works so well with pray, eat, love. So we got Jesus coming to town. Now, we probably don't have to spend too much time figuring out that pray is part of the life of Jesus. Would you agree with that? Prayer, worship, knowing God's word, something about being the word himself. Okay, so you've got pray. Pray is coming to town, right? And he's coming to town, and he notices Zacchaeus up there, and he invites himself over to eat, right? I'm coming to your house to stay. I'm inviting myself over for dinner. It's a little different than, you know, maybe what happens in your neighborhood. Maybe don't try that one at home. You know, go to the neighbors, kind of walk around the neighborhood, go, oh man, that really smells good in that house. And then you just knock out, hey, I'm coming to your house tonight, all right? Maybe it doesn't quite work like that. But look at that. That's the first thing he says to Zacchaeus. I want to come to your house. I need a place to eat. I'm coming to your house. And Zacchaeus climbs down quickly and is overjoyed that this Jesus is coming to his house. So that's pray, eat. And then somewhere in there, once they've been at the meal, somewhere along there, there's some kind of spiritual conversation that's taking place, because suddenly Zacchaeus is standing up and saying, you know what? Half of my goods I'm going to give to the poor. And me as chief tax collector, if there was ever a time when I was cheating people out of money, I will give them back four times over. So if you really owed $50 of tax to the Romans, but I as tax collector charged you 70, how much did I cheat you out of? Wait, okay, 50, but I charged you 70, I cheated you out of? Thank you. So how much is Zacchaeus going to give back? Hey, all right. I'm no math major, but I'm pretty sure we did that correctly. All right. What's that? Megan Best loves math. Okay, so something happened there. That doesn't just happen that Zacchaeus says, you know what, I'm going to give a bunch of my money away. I have realized that I'm a sinner. Something happened there. Well, it started with Jesus praying. Obviously, he always knew who Zacchaeus was, right? And he was coming to save the lost. And then it went to eating, spending time with him. Zacchaeus, overjoyed that this Jesus would come and spend time with him, a sinner. And don't think that he didn't know that the crowds were out there grumbling like, what's he doing, going to eat with a sinner like Zacchaeus? So all that is part of the mission. And then there's a conversation that takes place. I kind of imagine, we don't know what conversation took place, but I kind of imagine the first gospel reading, the one that Norm read from Mark 12, that the conversation was something like that. I mean, notice that conversation that Jesus has with the scribes. It's a little different in Mark's telling. In other gospels, it sounds a little like the scribes don't get it. In this telling, this scribe gets it. Which commandment is most important of all? They're starting to have the spiritual conversation. Intentional, personal, spiritual conversation. Jesus asking questions, the scribe coming back, and the scribe gets it. That beyond all the rituals and the sacrifices and trying to do good things, that what was most important, what is still most important, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself, which flows out of a love for God. I imagine that kind of conversation taking place in the house of Zacchaeus. And somewhere along the line there too, Zacchaeus being convicted of his sin. recognizing how much God loves us and forgives us and how much love he pours out on all of us, and Zacchaeus realizing, that's what I haven't been doing. I've been loving myself. I have not been loving God. I have not been loving others. And God's word working in him. So Jesus has done pray, eat, love with Zacchaeus. But notice what Zacchaeus's experience. It's eat, love, pray. For Zacchaeus, it starts with eat. He's up in the tree. He's kind of curious about who Jesus is. He's heard the hubbub, right? But it's for him, it really starts with eat. I'm coming to your house today. And then there's a spiritual conversation, the love. Jesus shares with him the truth of God's word. And we don't have the rest of the story, but I imagine that led to a life of worship and discipleship for Zacchaeus. So for him, it was eat, love, pray. When God sends us out on mission, it's pray, eat, love. But for your neighbors, for the people that you meet, their experience is probably going to be eat, love, pray. Because like I said, it's not going to start with me just showing up out of the blue going, Jesus loves you. Okay? Probably kind of weird, right? Probably it's going to work better if it starts with eat. Somehow we're building a relationship. And then we get to the spiritual conversation. But when did mission start? Pray, eat, or love? Pray. It starts right now. You're not even thinking, well, who am I even going to share the gospel with? I don't even know how I would tell somebody about Jesus. I don't even know that. That's okay. You're already on mission. Because God's word is a mission. God's word is working in you, so it's already started. It's not like, you're all in a holding tank and someday you'll get around to being on a mission. No, it's already started. And when you get home tonight, if you see somebody out in the neighborhood, what if you waved? Ever wave to neighbors? Ever wave at neighbors and they don't wave back? Go talk to that neighbor. But that's beginning to eat. That's beginning a relationship. And seriously, if they don't wave back at you, then you go back to praying. You pray for your neighbors. Pray, eat, love. Well, look at the epistle reading for tonight. Because in there I see this as well. Paul writing to the church of the Colossians. He's writing from prison. And it's a prayer for that church. I see it as a prayer for us. He says, continue steadfastly in prayer. All right, that's why I have it. Pray, love, he says prayer. Hey, that works, right? But notice, he says, pray for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ. May he open an avenue. May he help us start a conversation about the mystery of Christ. We kind of have this idea. Paul just waltzes into town and he says, believe in Jesus, right? But this makes it sound like he's saying, pray that we'd have some kind of opportunity to talk about Jesus. That it's not just instant. That Paul needed to look for opportunities, just like we need to look for opportunities to share God's love. It doesn't just happen instantly, not always. And so Paul is saying, may there be an open door for us. But now here's the other interesting thing. I think it's a little bit of a play on words. May he open the door for us for the mystery of Christ, the word of God, for which I am in prison. I think that's a little play on words. May he open a door for us. In other words, get us out of prison, right? Open that door. But in Paul's situation from where he's writing, he's talking about praying, he's talking about love, sharing God's word. Where's the eat happening? In prison. He is sharing time with others in prison. That's, eat lines up really well with park bench. And Paul's park bench in this case is prison. And he's saying, give us opportunity as we get to know our fellow inmates. Give us opportunity to speak God's word. Well, I am glad that today you are here and you are not in prison. But this is my prayer for us, that God would give us a door opening, an opening to say something about God, say something about our faith. And that as we do that, verse 5, we would conduct ourselves wisely towards outsiders, making the best use of the time. Our speech would be gracious, seasoned with salt. In other words, seasoned with the gospel. And so that we may know how we ought to answer each person. So we're praying tonight. We're sent out on God's mission. We go into neighborhoods. We wave at somebody. We begin relationships. It's eating. And we're praying, God, give me an opportunity. And I'm going to leave that in your hands. I'm going to look for those opportunities, but give me an opportunity. I'm going to trust that you're going to open those doors. Pray, eat, love. And if this week you have prayed and you go and you see some people that you know this week, but you never get to have a spiritual conversation, just to remind you, are you on mission or not on mission? If it's more of a pray week, not so much love week. Are you on mission? You're on mission. And you never know how God's going to use you. It's amazing in that way. Hey, just to briefly point out, page 7, further descriptions of pray, love. And then just a reminder, too, that a couple of spots in here in the booklet talks about the strategic initiatives that came out of refocusing back in 2012. And when those emerged, we realized, without even realizing it at first, that it was pray, love. It's discipleship, which is prayer. And it was care and community, serving others, which is eat. It's a way to build friendships. And then it's intentional spiritual conversation, which is love. Those things all lined up. And if you go back to page 5, these are our backpack values, the values that just came out of our reassess process this year. And those values also mimic this pattern, pray, eat, love. Because learning the word and living the word, that's pray. Relating to other people and serving people, that's eat. And then sharing God's gospel, that's love. Pray, eat, love. This rhythm is going on in our lives, and I rejoice as I see what God is doing in you. And I want you to know, too, last thing I'll say, I want you to know this. At Elders and at Council, every month, we often say, anybody have any pray, eat, love stories? It's one of the things that we've been doing at our meetings is telling stories about how God is at work in you, through you. Pray, eat, love stories, because we recognize what God is doing. It's not just about like how great the organization of the church is doing. It's what God is doing in you and through you. Pray, eat, love stories. So I hope that you will also start seeing where can you be telling one another pray, eat, love stories, because there you start to see how God is at work in you, because you're on mission. His mission, and it's His grace that invites us into that. Amen. Continue with offering and prayer requests. Tonight we pray for Linda, Missy Peters, as she begins chemotherapy, just in a week or so? Preparing for that, she'll begin kind of a long road. So we pray for Linda. We pray for Sue Hoffmeister, who's recovering from cornea replacement. We give thanks. Craig Johnson's here tonight after being hospitalized again, but we give thanks that he's here tonight. We also pray for Ann Souza's mom, who is recovering from knee replacement surgery. Pray for Gurney Meadows resident Stephanie, who was taken to the hospital. Speaking of Gurney Meadows, we had 40 or 50 people gathered in the room at Gurney Meadows on Tuesday as a memorial service for Lucy, one of the residents. We were praying for Lucy, and Lucy passed away, 99 years old. It was just this great opportunity to encourage the people at Gurney Meadows, but also Lucy's family. Also ask that you'd pray for the family and friends of George Hook. George was from Wadsworth. His funeral is being held at Warren Funeral Home, and the funeral home asked me to lead a service on Saturday just to be sharing God's word with the family, so pray for the Hook family. We also continue to pray for John, the homeless man in Libertyville that we're trying to help and encourage. Any other prayers tonight? Steve. We pray for Steve Best's brother Roger, who just lost his job, has a young family. All right. Other prayers? Yeah. I couldn't tell whose hand was back there. Okay. We pray for the Adams as they travel out east. Where's out east? Everywhere out east. Okay. Watch out east. Here come the Adams. Pray for them. Can we also pray for you, Steve, for your travels? You leave again on Sunday for Israel for work. Other prayers? Yes, Marie. We pray for Tom, family friend of Marie Hupp. He's in critical condition. Hospital. Any other prayers? All right. Let's continue singing the offertory. Please stand. Father, on this night, we give you thanks that you, in your love, your grace, your compassion, came to us on mission to rescue your people from sin and death, and that because of your Son, you have given us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. We give you thanks for this gracious promise that you have given to us, that there is life after death. Lord, help us to be in your mission. Help us to see the ways in which we can have that pray, eat, love cycle in our lives. Help us to continue to be built up by your word, to see ways in which to build friendships and relationships with the people around us. And as you, according to your will, we pray that you would open doors for us to share your word with others. And Lord, I know we often do not know how we would ever come to speak about your word, your precious truth, how we would ever be able to convey that to someone else, Lord. But help us to trust in your spirit, that you would give us words, that you would give us those opportunities, and that we can trust in you for that, Lord. I thank you for the ways in which we continue to see so many pray, love stories happening through the people of Bethel. The ways in which people have ended up in conversations they never would have dreamed of. The inviting people to church or to prayer or to just become friends and cross many barriers. We thank you that you are at work in us. And may you receive all the glory, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would be with Steve Best's brother Roger and his young family having just lost his job, we pray that you would provide for them, that you would give him direction and opportunity for work. Give them your grace and your comfort during this time. Help them to trust in you. Lord, we ask that you'd be with the Adams as they travel east, and we pray that you would be with them in those travels. And we give you thanks for that opportunity to travel, and in that we ask that you would help them to see your hand at work. We also ask that you'd be with Steve Best as he again travels to Israel for work. Protect and guard and keep him and others, and pray that you would bring him home safely. Lord, be with all those that we name today who are struggling in health. May they know your love and your compassion during this time. May you bring healing according to your will. Be with Linda Peters, Sue Hoffmeister, Craig Johnson. We give you thanks for your work in him and bringing him tonight. Paul Kruger, Nicole French, Joanne Heidloff, Randy Kitlinski, Bev Hallman, Lucille Owey, Dee Newby, Rhoda Bergman, Marge and Frank Benora, Cornelia Elwine, Mavis Hankel, Harry Threadgill, Rich Walker's sister, Susan Squires' mother, Carla Thompson's mother-in-law, Ellen Dalrymple's sister and brother, Joanne Wennerstrom's daughter Lisa. We thank you. She's able to be at home now after a lengthy hospital stay. Continue to be with Francisco, a friend of the Ramones, as he recovers from a liver transplant. Be with Marie Hupp's family friend, Tom, in critical condition. We pray that you'd be at work in that situation, Lord, directing and guiding the doctors. We also ask that you'd watch over Stephanie from Gurney Meadows as she's hospitalized. Pray that you would bring restoration of her health very soon. We also give you thanks that you've been with Ann Souza's mom during her knee replacement. Pray that you continue to be with her in her recovery. Also watch over Ann as she returns home this evening. Be with the family and friends of George Hook from Wadsworth as they gather in memory of him. And pray that that opportunity to speak your word on Saturday, that you would use me as your instrument to speak your word and give them the true hope of eternal life. We also ask that you continue to be at work in John, a homeless man in Libertyville. If it be your will, continue to open doors for him to receive help from Love Inc. and PADS and the people of Bethel. Lord, we thank you that you hear all these prayers according to your mercy in the name of Jesus. And Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In response to the forgiveness that you have received through Christ, go forth into the world in peace, the peace of your forgiveness in the cross. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good, the love of God. Render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all God's children, love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated. If you ordered gift cards, Bob Paulson has your gift cards tonight. The recent order is here. Also, just a reminder, if you've been thinking just a little bit about being in the next session of Bridges Out of Poverty, that's coming up on starting on July 6th, so you can still get in touch with Susan and get signed up for that. There's information in the buzz. Sunday, late afternoon, evening is Food Stock concert to support Cool Ministries. There's information about that in the buzz. And if you're thinking about doing the bike hike this Saturday, the 25th, starting at Mother Rudd House at 8 o'clock. So hopefully there's good weather for a bike ride this Saturday. So God's blessings. I look forward to greeting you at the door.